crashed into the Mediterranean Sea while training. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement, "We will remember their sacrifice and their service." CBS News national security correspondent David Martin.
The Pentagon says the accident occurred during routine training on Friday and was not related to the fighting in and around Gaza, adding there is no evidence it was brought down by hostile action.
Evacuees from Gaza have once again started arriving in Egypt after the border crossing was shut down Friday. Hamas says it has halted hostage negotiations because of Israeli attacks on Gaza hospitals. CBS News correspondent Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
In Gaza City, fierce street-to-street battles around several hospitals, including the largest, Al-Shifa, now a front line. Hollow-eyed doctors and nurses work in torchlight in a health system that is on its knees. They came to save lives, but fear that together with their patients, they could die here.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told NBC a deal to free the hostages could be close.
We weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. But the minute we started the ground operation, things began to change.
So is there a potential deal, Mr. Prime Minister? Is there a potential deal?
There could be, but I think the less I say about it, the more I'll increase the chances that it materializes.
More than 100,000 demonstrators marched in Paris against anti-Semitism. Israeli and French actor Tomer Sisley.
We're all together. We're not Jewish. We're not Muslims. We're not Christians. We're French. And we are here to show that we're all together.
A Republican plan to keep funding the government on a temporary basis to avoid a shutdown at midnight Friday does not include funding for Ukraine or Israel. The Senate is considering a bill that would do just that and allocate money for border security. Democratic Virginia Senator Mark Warner on CBS's Face the Nation.
Walking away from Ukraine at this time would be a historic mistake that would pay negative repercussions literally for years to come.
President Biden plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday in San Francisco. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Face the Nation, military ties need to be reestablished with China.
We need those lines of communication so that there aren't mistakes or miscalculations or miscommunication.
That Biden meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping is happening during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions required. Online.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And
this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. A new study reveals how bad toxic chemicals are for brain development in kids. More from Eric Galatis.
Children of color and from low-income families are not only exposed to more dangerous toxic chemicals, including lead, tailpipe, and other air pollution, plastics, and pesticides, they also experience disproportionate harm to brain development compared to their white and higher-income peers, according to a new report. Co-author Devin Payne Sturges says 5 decades of data shows that poverty exacerbates these impacts.
The combined experience, say, of exposure to lead in the environment and being from an impoverished community or a low-income family actually worsened the negative cognitive impacts.
Americans of all ages are exposed to some level of toxins, but children whose brains are damaged by these chemicals find it harder to concentrate in class, to recall lessons learned, and are more likely to fail and repeat grades. Payne Sturges says that communities of color are not simply making bad decisions about where to raise families. Unhealthy environments are a result of decisions made by industry leaders and government policies.
And and has a long history related to discriminatory practices, residential segregation that forced people only to live in certain places that often happened to be places where polluting industries would site.
Payne Sturgis says interventions such as replacing lead pipes that bring drinking water into homes are important, but she says policies are needed at the national level to address the cumulative public health impacts. This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally sunny to mostly sunny skies today at 54 degrees. South to southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Clear and 34 in the overnight. On Monday, sunny, 53 degrees. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy. A little warmer, up to 58. It's 57 at our studios.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the big show. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. There are gremlins along with him, apparently.
I assure you that was not my fault.
Who the heck knows these days? Welcome into a TGI Friday, November 10th. 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. I can't lie, Mr. Zommers. I'm happy that it's Friday.
Me too. Should be a nice weekend, or at
right.
least
any big
a
plans?
Weekend. No. What am I doing this weekend? Mm-hmm. I don't remember if I have anything planned.
I can tell you that I don't have a lot planned, and that's why I do, but I'm not really going anywhere. Although tonight I'm excited. I'm joining my friend Jeff Daniels, and he has been so kind to invite me along and going to the big Wisconsin men's basketball game at the Kohl Center here in Madison tonight. Game time, I think 7:30. We'll double check that. But Tennessee, number 9 Tennessee is in town to take on our unranked Badgers. I have a very good feeling about this game tonight. And I'm decked out. For those of you who are not watching on the stream, I am decked out in my Wisconsin Badger basketball sweatshirt. I am ready to go.
Well, hopefully you bring the team some luck.
Yes, and if you can't, here's the deal. If you're not in town, if you're not going to the game tonight, once again, if you want to watch it, you've got to involve some bird foul, because once again, tonight's game, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's on the Peacock.
I want to see you Peacock. You Peacock. You Peacock.
Yes.
You Peacock. I want to see you Peacock.
Yes, that's right. In order to watch tonight's game, you have to subscribe to the NBC service, streaming service, Peacock, because that's the only place you can watch it. However, I have even better news for you. If you want to get real insight, if you want to get great announcing, and you want to let your mind do the work, you can listen to the game for free. Why? Because of all of our fine sponsors across the Civic Media Radio Network who pay in order for you to hear the Wisconsin men's Badger basketball game tonight with Matt LePay and new color commentator Brian Butch, the Polar Bear, former player for Wisconsin, now joining Matt LePay at the sidelines to call the game on the Badger Radio Network. You can hear the game tonight over the air on WRCE in Richland Center. I also believe WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, and WLAK up in Amory, and WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. So you can hear the game on those stations. But if you are not in one of those communities, you can also stream the game for free on the Civic Media app. That's right. Simply go to your app store, your Apple or Android device, download it. Takes about a minute. It is free. It's what Gayle King calls a deal. And you can just dial up one of those fine stations. WRCE, WRJN, WFHR, WLAK. Just click on one of those stations. My favorite is WRCE in Richland Center. Because my hometown, my home station. Click on that. You can listen to the Badger game tonight across the Wisconsin Badger Radio Network with Matt LaPay and Brian Butch. Going to be a great game. And again, I've been saying this. The Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, they're going to have a year. Now, was talking to a friend of mine earlier today who is a Marquette alum. And again, realized that down in the Shaw, WAUK in Milwaukee, Waukesha, lots of Marquette Golden Warrior fans as well. And I know Marquette's going to have a great basketball game as a team as well, men's team. And the game coming up at Madison, I believe it's like December 11th. Marquette traveling to Madison to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. That is going to be a heck of a game. So for all you Marquette fans, we wish you well. We wish you well, except for that one game of the year. When you come up here to Madison. But it should be a great game. So I'm looking forward to the game tonight with Mr. Daniels. And then after that, I am going to try to get my life in order this weekend. I'm just going to try to do some cleaning and things like that and just try to get my life in order, which sometimes is a big job. Also, we're going to talk on the show today. Coming up in hour number two, our bi-weekly guest now, Peter Rapine. From E-Bombs World is going to be here and joining us. He is going to bring us a slightly lighter look at the week in review.
The news that really matters.
Exactly right. The news that really matters. So that is coming up at 1:30 on the show. Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World here to give us a lighter look at week in review. Also, Mr. Zommer's board game of the week in hour number two as well. And we may have a what's worse. We'll see. We're waiting for the mail. I have to open the mail a little bit later in this show. I want to start today with this broke on the air while we were on the air yesterday. Joe Manchin, the Democratic U.S. Senator from West Virginia, announced that he is not going to run for re-election to his Senate seat in 2024. And he did not rule out a run for president. In fact, he kind of stoked the fuel a little bit, saying while he's not going to run for re-election, he's going to be going all over the country listening to people, which, of course, is what people say when they plan to run for president. And I told this story. I'm not going to tell the entire thing again, but I told this story yesterday on the air about in 2016 when I owned a coffee shop here in Madison in the University Heights neighborhood, and a bunch of people who would normally vote Democratic told me they wanted to send Hillary a message that she had gotten too mainstream and so voted for Jill Stein. And how Jill Stein got about 23,000 votes for president in Wisconsin and Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes. And how ticked off I was at Jill Stein. As a former Republican, a Republican for 30 years, I left the party in 2011. In 2016, I was enthusiastically voting for Hillary Clinton. And it ticked me off that these Democrats, you know, they were less excited about Hillary than I was. Not all, obviously, but these people that voted for Jill Stein. Well, it turns out while I was telling this story on the air yesterday, Jill Stein announced that she is going to run for president again. In 2024.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. And she's going to run and try. She's going for the Green Party nomination now. So Jill Stein. So here's what we're looking at, folks. We could be going into 2024 with Donald John Trump, the insurrectionist with 91 federal felony counts against him, going to be spending a lot of time in the courtroom defending himself. He is right now the far away front runner for the Republican nomination, even if he's found guilty of some of these charges against him. So the choices could be Donald Trump for the Republicans, Joe Biden for the Democrats, then Jill Stein for the Green Party, and Joe Manchin and someone else as the ticket on the No Labels Party.
My disappointment is immeasurable and my day is ruined.
I didn't mean to ruin your day, Mr. Sommers. But this is what we could be looking at. And I'm here to tell you that if Jill Stein takes off even a little bit in conjunction with No Labels and Joe Manchin, you might as well just let Melania start measuring the draperies for the White House again. And I don't get it. I try to understand. So that's my question this morning, or this afternoon. Sorry, still on. That's the really old clock. our time slot has changed so many times that I literally don't know what time I'm on. How can I expect you all to know? Is it morning? Is it night? Is it afternoon? I feel like somebody living in Antarctica that never sees the sun, or Alaska, where the sun's on all the time in the summer. What time is it? Anyway, this afternoon, I'm asking you all this afternoon, how should I phrase this? What's your motivation for voting for someone other than Donald Trump or Joe Biden? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What is your motivation for voting for someone other than Trump or Biden in 2024? Especially people who would normally vote Democratic. Because again, if you shave off too many votes from Joe Biden to send him a message, you are only enabling Donald Trump to get back in the White House. 844-967-2789. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. This is Gene calling, and I'm so glad that you brought this topic up today, because I was watching Manchin talking, you know, a little bit about how we need a party in the middle, you know, and I'm thinking, No Labels is a label. You're trying to trap independents thinking that they're in the middle. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't even say what their platform is. When you're an independent, you're an independent. You have to be an independent. Otherwise, and you support the ideas and the people that do the things that you think need to be done. When you go with the No Labels, you don't even know what the devil they're doing, because they don't have a platform. They don't have issues. But I'll tell you something. If people would start paying attention to the Democrats, fighting on the floor every day for every single person in this country, their eyes would be open, and watch the Republicans. And then pay attention to those that are throwing their name in the hat. What have they done? Where have they fought? What have they done for our country? And I'm sure hoping that people will wake up, because this scares the heebie-jeebies out of me. So thank you very much for taking my call and discussing this topic.
Always a pleasure, Gene. Thank you so much. Have a great day up there in beautiful northwest Wisconsin in Eau Claire, listening in on WCFW, the Tap, up there in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Yeah, I mean, Gene's absolutely right. That people, now is a good time, actually. Now is a good time to start really paying attention. And I realize that people, goofballs like me who are really into politics, we follow this all the time. But now is a good time for the general electorate to say, who do you really want? And understand the seriousness of the consequences. If you decide to, quote unquote, send a message via third party, are you prepared for a second Trump presidency? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll discuss that question and more on the other side. This is the Todd Allbull Show and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's the budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of high noon. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zommer's on the board this TGIF Friday, November 10th, 2023. Talking about this announcement that happened while we were on the air yesterday, part of it at least. We talked about Joe Manchin saying he's not going to run for re-election in the U.S. Senate, but leaving open and actually teasing that he is going to possibly run as a third-party candidate for president in 2024. At the same time, former candidate from 2016, Jill Stein, has now said that she's going to run for president again in 2024 and trying to seek the Green Party nomination. And in addition, one of our callers on WMDX, Mary from Mount Horeb, asked the question, isn't Robert Kennedy Jr. running as well? Yes, he is. He at first was going to take on Joe Biden in a primary, and after that got almost zero traction, he decided to run as a third party candidate. So yes, you also have Robert Kennedy Jr. out there with his anti-vax and kind of weird ideas out there. And then you have this guy, Cornel West, taught at Yale, Princeton, Harvard, currently a professor of philosophy at the Union Theological Seminary. He's known for his progressive activism, including his sharp criticism of former President Barack Obama. Which, again, and I've said this before, as a former Republican, say what you will about the Republican Party. And believe me, obviously, I say a lot. But they're a heck of a lot better of keeping their ducks in a row politically. What I mean by that? By keeping things organized, lined up, and having a plan, than Democrats do a lot of the time. I mean, if I'm a Democrat, which I'm not, I'm independent, but if I'm a Democrat and I'm anti-Trump, how in the world could I consider supporting a guy like Cornel West, who has sharp criticism of Barack Obama, one of the best presidents we've had, certainly in my lifetime, since 1970, and one, in my opinion, one of the best presidents of all time. Because he wasn't liberal enough? I mean, Obama, you're saying? Cornel West also initially said he would run with the People's Party, a third party led by former campaign staff members for Senator Bernie Sanders. He subsequently said he would seek the Green Party nomination instead, and then switched again to run as an independent. That's what opened up the door for Jill Stein now, saying that she's going to take another shot at it. So eating away at Joe Biden's potential voters in 2024, potentially all these people have to get on the ballot, of course, but let's just say that they do. You're going to have Jill Stein taking away votes. You're going to have Cornel West taking away votes. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think it cuts both. He's such a complete nut job. I'm sure he's going to take some Republican and some Democratic votes, but still a few Democratic votes perhaps. You take that percentage away from Joe Biden, in states like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And I don't understand how people who are going to vote for the people I just said, are they unwilling to face reality? And that is that every vote for Cornel West, every vote for Jill Stein, every vote for Robert Kennedy Jr. to a lesser degree, every vote for Joe Manchin and no labels is a vote for Donald Trump. And I get it to a certain degree. Okay, I want Democrats to do more with college forgiving tuition loan. I want Democrats to do more with environmental policy. Now there's a narrative, not even a narrative. Now there's a feeling that some progressive Democrats are upset with Biden and the party because they're too supportive of Israel and not enough support for Palestine. So you're going to vote against Joe Biden for all those reasons. And you think that losing the White House and giving it back to Trump and the Republicans is going to serve you better than keeping Joe Biden in the White House, a person who agrees with 90% of what you're saying. I just don't get that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond to Jay in London. Thanks for listening, Jay. What say you? Jay, go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Well, you know, I'm a bit confused, Jay, with some of this stuff, but what are your thoughts?
I know. I saw your tweet yesterday about Jill Stein. He's bad.
I don't see how it helps. I don't see how it helps Democrats at all.
That's what I'm thinking. Todd, you know what? Vladimir Putin is betting on Donald Trump. So right. Jill Stein, what's the name again? Cornel West. They are doing this for the sake of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to surmise what their thoughts are, but to your point is well taken. The result is, yes, it could very well help Vladimir Putin and Xi and all these other people who are anti-America. You're absolutely right about that. Always appreciate the call. Always appreciate the call, Jay. Thanks for listening to us across the pond. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jim in Appleton. We appreciate you listening. Jim, what say you?
Hey, how's it going, Todd?
Well, we're hanging in there. How about you?
I'm doing okay. First off, please stop scapegoating Jill Stein. She did do a bad thing by running against and taking votes from Hillary, but Hillary was very culpable in that loss between her and Wasserman Schultz and what they did to Bernie turned off a lot of people. And if you look at the historic record in this state, the Green Party has always pulled about 10 to 20,000 votes.
Well, I agree that Hillary Clinton did a terrible, her campaign did a terrible job of campaigning in Wisconsin, and she ran a poor campaign across the country. That much I agree with. But do you agree or disagree that people who voted for Jill Stein and other third parties in 2016 because they wanted to send Hillary a message are culpable in helping Donald Trump win the White House?
Not really, because like I said, the Green Party in a presidential election year has always taken 10 to 20,000 votes. She got 23,000.
She got 23,000, but
what Hillary lost by.
Yes, that's true. And so I'm just saying all these people that, and again, I'm basing this on a small sample of people who came into my coffee shop in the middle of Madison, University Avenue, that told me that normally they're Democrats, that they're liberal Democrats, but they were voting for Jill Stein to send her a message. And my fear is that if we have, for all the reasons I've already stated before we got on the air, if we have people who are disaffected and want to send Joe Biden a message, all it does is it puts Trump back in the White House. All right. Well, Jim, sorry. I apologize. I wasn't looking at this damn clock. Oh, I hate this new clock. Anyway, we'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
CBS News Brief. Five U.S. service members have died aboard an Army helicopter that crashed during an aerial refueling mission in the East Mediterranean. CBS's David Martin.
The U.S. has had a naval task force in the waters off Israel since the beginning of the crisis, and some of those ships participated in the unsuccessful search for survivors.
Israeli forces are fighting Hamas militants near the largest hospital in Gaza City. And Doctors Without Borders president Christos Christou tells Face the Nation hundreds of patients are trapped there.
You need time. You need weeks. It's not within 24 hours. It takes a lot of good organization to evacuate the hospital.
Also on the program, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Mike McCaul, who talked about a possible government shutdown this week without Congress passing an aid package for Israel and Ukraine.
The world is on fire from where I sit. It is too urgent. We can't sit back and do nothing.
Congress has about a week to figure out a deal. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's been one of the most surprising stories this year in Wisconsin sports. Manager Craig Counsell deciding to leave Milwaukee and join the Chicago Cubs. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio.
We have a commitment to players and our organization. And we have a commitment to winning, and it extends to the next generation. We lost Craig, but I've reflected on this. You know, Craig has lost us.
In what turned out to be his last press conference as the Brewers manager, Counsell said despite losing in the playoffs to Arizona, he was proud of his players.
This was a great team. And I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. You should use your leadership to create an atmosphere like this. This was a team you want to be on. They celebrated each other, and it's just a group that it made baseball a lot of fun.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally sunny to mostly sunny skies today at 54 degrees. South to southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Clear and 34 in the overnight. On Monday, sunny, 53 degrees. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy. A little warmer, up to 58. It's 57 at our studios.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, having fun most of the time. Once in a while, these clocks kind of get out of whack here. I apologize for cutting Jim off. Is Jim still with us, Mr. Zomers in Appleton? I mean, I don't think so. It's Jim. Jim, are you still there? Jim, are you there? No, Jim is not.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Oh, cool. I apologize. We were up against the clock there. I'm trying to get used to this new clock.
I heard the music start.
I apologize. I want to give you a chance to respond because I don't want to just cut you off. I appreciate your. For those of you who just joined us, we're talking about Jill Stein announcing that she's going to seek the Green Party nomination to run for president. Joe Manchin, a Democratic U.S. senator, saying he will not seek re-election to the Senate from West Virginia, but leading people to believe that he is very seriously looking at a third-party bid via the No Labels Party to run as well. So my question that I'm going back to here, as a former Republican, now an independent, who voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and who continues to have voted Democratic ever since 2012, actually, you know, as a former Republican, I'm enthusiastically voting Democratic because I believe that that is one of the only two major parties left who still believes in authentic democracy and upholding the rule of law. And what confuses me is people, particularly from the Democratic side, who entertain voting for people like Stein and Cornel West and Joe Manchin, knowing that it's going to take votes away from Biden, which helps put Trump back in the White House. And so I guess the question to you, Jim, is, and I don't mean, I'm not, this is not a personal attack on you. I'm just truly interested in your perspective as you represent, I think, several others out there. If your choices were Biden, Trump at the top of the ticket, would you consider voting for one of these other people? And what's your reason why?
No, I wouldn't. And the reason why is because part of 2016, between me and a group of my friends that did vote for Jill, was an experiment to see if we could get enough, which is what, 2% threshold, for them to receive national money. But they wound up with the same 20,000 votes that they always did, which was nowhere near even 1%. So, no, I'm not going to do that again. And I'm also a recovering Republican, only I started recovering when Reagan took his second term. Long story behind that.
Sure.
Up until 2010, I would split my vote between Republicans and Democrats and occasionally an independent because I'm a political geek too. So I went out and I did my research.
Sure.
Back in the day, I went to libraries to check up on these people.
Imagine that.
Now, thanks for the internet. I don't have to do that anymore, right. But sometimes it's still fun. And the last.
So you plan on voting.
I've been Democrat.
You're going to vote for Biden, you know, at this point.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate
because
it.
Because I enjoy what's been happening in the country since he's been president.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't buy into the, inflation's terrible. Well, worldwide, we have the lowest inflation of anybody.
Right.
So they're full of it.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Know. Thanks for holding with us for the break, by the way. Thanks so much, Jim at Appleton. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The phones are lighting up. We appreciate that. We're going to take everybody in order of calls received. So, Mr. Zomers, next we're going to Madison. Madison, Ron in Madison, we appreciate you listening and calling in on WMDX. What say you?
Well, I'm not unsympathetic to your argument, but I think the fallacy in your argument is that they're the president's votes. If the Democrats are going to compete, they have to come out with enough good policy to bring the people who are going to go to the third party candidates in. I have a real problem with the two-party system because I think it wields way too much power in our electoral system. That it was never intended to.
So I get, and I want to be clear, I'm not saying that the votes out there are belong to a person, you know, like Joe Biden or even a party. I'm saying this is a matter of democracy in the country. And so, and to your point, you know, I'm not sure how a candidate in today's modern age of 2023, 2024, I mean, how can Joe Biden, you know, reach out and get those Cornel West voters when he's a big anti-Obama person? I mean, but Biden's not going to attack his former boss, you know, or say
well,
that.
So how can you be broad enough?
My question is, how can you be broad enough as a mainstream candidate?
Okay. You reach out and you support expansions of Obamacare that will expand medical coverage for people. Biden has a lot of stuff that he can campaign on that he did for everyday people during the pandemic, but they're not messaging on it.
Well, that's true.
You don't hear them talk about
it. Right.
You don't hear them talk about their stuff. And the one thing Trump was really good at was bragging about what he'd done or hadn't done.
Well, and the other, I'll agree with you on part of it. I'll agree with you halfway on that, Ron. I think that, yes, there could be better messaging. But the other thing is, a lot of the mainstream media is not treating him the same. I usually watch the CBS mornings on CBS. And you know what they did not cover this morning? Was Joe Biden, right down the road from here in Illinois, outside of Chicago, opening up a new Stellantis auto plant and the UAW people cheering him. Now, if that would have been Trump, but he would have said something audacious, then they would have covered it. So I think there's a bias in the media covering Biden because he doesn't. He's not sexy.
You are absolutely correct there. The media does not cover Biden because it doesn't draw views.
Right.
They cover Trump. They give Trump free airtime because every time he opens his mouth, he's outrageous.
Yeah, and it gets ratings. Yeah, you're right. Ron, I got a lot of people on the line. Appreciate the call, Ron. Thank you so very much. Let's go to, I believe, is it Middleton next? Keith in Middleton, appreciate you holding. What say you?
Hi, I'm sorry. You're talking to this Keith? Yep.
Keith in Middleton, okay. You were on the air, sir. What say you?
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. So I'm, let me just say this. I am totally opposed to a two-party only. However, there's no way. Now I'm pushing 60 years. So I've seen some elections, and I cannot bring myself to do anything except vote against Trump right now. In my mind, I agree with a lot of people, younger folks especially. My daughters tell me this all the time that Biden is too old. I agree with them. He is too old. You should not be president. However, I would vote for him if he died the day before the election. I would vote for him over Trump.
I'm with you.
And I would vote for him over Jill Stein, over Joe Manchin, over Barack Obama, just because he's the only other option that is reasonable and safe.
Right.
We cannot afford four more years and what could be become a lot more than 4 years if he became president again of Donald Trump.
You nailed it. Something
we can afford.
Yeah, you nailed it, Keith. Because I'm not convinced that if Trump gets in again, that he's going to stay there for 4 years. I think it'll be longer.
I agree. I don't think there's any way that, you know, who's going to kick him out?
Right.
Sure as hell isn't the Republicans.
Right, exactly.
You know,
Keith, really appreciate you calling. Appreciate you calling. I got a lot more people on the phone lines. I want to get to everybody here. Keith, thank you so very much. Really appreciate you. 844-967-2789. Appreciate all this enthusiasm and participation. Let's go next to Dave in Madison. Dave, you're on the air. What say you?
Yeah, I asked the caller a couple of calls ago that says, oh, well, the Democrats aren't prioritizing, you know, issue XYZ or don't address, you know, our issue is they're not purists enough. It sounds like a threat. If you don't vote for, if you don't support XYZ, you know, or prioritize that, then you're going to be stuck with Donald Trump. The fate of the planet, is at stake. They've done this before. They did it in 2000, and with Ralph Nader. I mean, this point spread, the vote spread then as it was counted in Florida was only 500 when Ralph Nader, who ran as a Green, garnered 60,000 votes in Florida. That put the Electoral College math and the Supreme Court in a position to overturn the election, give it to Bush, and then Bush was elected. I mean, Bush became president instead of the rightful president, Al Gore. We had the Iraq War. We had fundamental changes to social and political and economic changes. The tax code was changed. Mm. It was an absolute disaster. And Bush also won, the Republicans as a result also won a second term because Bush became a wartime president as a result of the Iraq War. Mm. I mean, it boggles the mind that they could do this again. And then arguably, it gave Trump the election along with Russian interference and other things.
Dave, I want to get to the callers. I want to ask you real quickly before I let you go. Are you voting for Biden then? Dave, are you plan to vote for Biden?
Are you voting for Biden then?
Hello?
Yep. Are you voting for Joe Biden then, Dave?
Of course I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Yep, appreciate the call. I just want to get to everybody else. Let's go to Alan in Richland Center, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Alan in Richland Center, appreciate you listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. One thing I was thinking about is a thing called ranked voting.
Yep.
Now, it's been tried in Maine and maybe in California and some places. And this is a case where when you vote for president, you have the opportunity to vote for two people, okay? Mm-hmm. A first choice and a second choice. And so what's going to happen here is that if you vote for Jill Stein for first place and you vote for Joe Biden for second place, and Jill Stein does not make the cutoff, whatever that is set at, then your second choice moves up, and that's who the vote is counted for. So it allows third party candidates to run and maybe really see what their real strength is. And then, but it is not going to create what you've been talking about. You know?
Right. No,
that's an advantage, and the advantage that it allows the third party candidates to see really how strong they are. But you got it. You can't have what you've been talking about. Can't have that. That's bad, especially in this election, probably more so than more.
And Alan, you know who you made the day of is our owner and CEO Sage Weil, who would like us to talk more about this because you nailed it. That this is a viable way to still have more options, but to get to a legitimate winner. And the person who gave the greatest explain. I mean, you did a good job, Alan. But my colleague Kristen Bry, and I want to have her on our show of As Goes Wisconsin. She's on maternity leave right now, but she used like different Wisconsin beverages, like an old fashioned, a Spotted Cow, a Miller Lite, and said if you voted for it, and explain ranked choice voting that way. I want to have her on and do that because you're right. Ranked choice voting, I think is intriguing, and I'm interested in it. But my point, we're not going to have that in 2024. So if it's the current field, Alan, what are you going to do?
I understand that all entirely. I could have prefaced this by saying I'm going to talk about something that has got a snowball chance of occurring within I'm 88 years old. Right. So my lifetime is relatively short, probably, but within your lifetime, because if it doesn't suit the Democratic Party or doesn't suit the Republican Party, are they going to put it in? Of course not.
Right.
You know,
but I think you're right for the future, Alan. It's very viable for the future.
It makes there's a couple of things. It makes sense giving people the right to have the most choices that they can have, and not get into this stuff that we've been talking about. Mm. It's like Electoral College. College. I mean, you're here. What are you here,
Alan? I got to let you go, Alan. My clock is calling me. Alan, back in the hometown of Richland Center. I appreciate you, my friend. We see you on the line. Stephen Beloit, Dave, don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls after this. Stay tuned. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. Glad for all of your phone calls and texts this hour. Love the participation. Love the conversation. Talking about Joe Manchin, Democratic Senator from West Virginia, announcing yesterday he will not run for re-election, but hinting he may pursue a third party challenge to Joe Biden. That'd be quite the combination, wouldn't it? Joe Biden via the third labels party, the no labels party. And now Jill Stein, who ran in 12 and 16, is saying she's going to run for the Green Party nomination. And does it make sense if democracy is on the line in 2024, and I believe it is, if Trump is the nominee of the Republicans, which he almost assuredly will be, does it make sense for people to split the other side all these ways, basically giving Trump a pathway back into the White House? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, off the text line from WMDX Mad Radio here in Madison. At Andrew from Verona says, quote, blue, no matter who, he's riding with Joe Biden. I am as well, because I just don't want any chance that Trump could get back in the White House, because he is such a threat to democracy. Mr. Zomers, we had a Facebook from Rob back in Richland Center, a Facebook comment as well. I believe you could read that for us.
Yes. Rob says, I am personally so sick of our two-party system. I am sick of not having anyone represent me. I'm in the middle, and I feel strongly that I want to choose someone that represents me. I'm done choosing the better of two terrible candidates. If we only have two parties, they really need to put up way better candidates to choose from. And that is Rob's opinion.
And that is a very popular opinion. I think of a lot of, we're doing this podcast right now with my former boss, Scott Klug, Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans. You can find it on our own website at civicmedia.us. It's a great podcast series. And this is the point of Klug's podcast, that there's a lot of people lost in the middle. But, and I don't want to minimize that opinion, but I'm simply saying for 2024, there is no viable path for a third party candidate to win the presidency. Just not going to happen. And you can say, well, why, Todd? Because of money, number one. Citizens United case, number, part of that is money. Citizens United, a limited spending. And so that's a lot of it. And so a third party person is, Perot didn't win in 92. I mean, that's the most viable person we've had so far. There's no Perot out there. So it's simply not going to happen. So if we can agree on that it's not going to happen in 2024, then the choice is Biden or Trump. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Beloit. Steve in Beloit, appreciate you holding. What say you? Steve, you're on the air, sir. What say you?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in. What say you?
Biden shit himself again.
All right, let's not say that. Again, look, there are certain people that are just going to be banned from the airwaves. And this is a privilege and an honor to have a discussion.
Yes.
And we're not going to let people who want to just use profanity that they know is in violence or violation of the FCC ruin this. All right. So let's not spend a lot of time on that.
And also, just so you know, as callers, if you call in and you block your number and you call in as a restricted caller, we're just not putting you on the air.
Yeah.
Because things like that is what happens. Yeah.
So don't restrict your number if you call us. You're not going to get on the air. Let's go to Dave calling back again. Appreciate Dave. You calling back. What say you, sir?
Oh, hi. Yeah, we got cut off mid-sentence. You asked me if I was going to vote for Joe Biden. I don't know what prompted that, because I used the whole call to try to argue that we shouldn't be voting for third parties or the fate of the world is going to be changed.
Right. I just want to make sure that people understood.
I'm going to clarify that. Of course, I'm going to be voting for Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I didn't like him, you know, when he was a senator, but he's one of the greatest presidents that America has had so far. He's completely changed his views, made them more left-wing. And I'm really shocked that the left is that the subset of the left isn't amenable to that. You know, and again, that text call. Am I still on?
Yep, you're still on. Yep.
Yeah. The person who texted was exactly what I'm talking about. It sounds a lot to me like, well, we're not going to vote for Joe Biden unless, you know, you put left XYZ on as a priority, or unless you're a purist. It sounds like the Republicans and the debt ceiling. We're going to destroy the economy, or in the case of what I was talking about, the fate of the world, we're going to destroy the fate of the economy. I mean, the economy. If you don't put XYZ on the ballot, and that's just going to lead us to all kinds of things that the far left or the hard left, whatever you want to call the subset of people, really, 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 really hate. And it's,
I appreciate the call, Dave. I got to go to other people to get them on the air. Jerry, quickly in Milwaukee. Jerry, go ahead.
Hi. So you had made suggestions that third parties do nothing but destroy the Democratic vote. But you referenced H. Ross Perot. H. Ross Perot, for the second term election for George Herbert Walker Bush, caused him to lose and Bill Clinton to win.
Right.
Do you not realize that?
That's pretty much my point, is that H. Ross Perot was a more conservative candidate who took votes away from an incumbent Republican and helped put the opposition in the White House. And that, and in this case, Jill Stein and Cornel West and Joe Manchin are of the same essential line as the incumbent Democratic president, and therefore would take votes away from him and put the opposition Republican back in the White House.
But wouldn't you think that would also draw away, because the Democrats are depending heavily upon independents to come out and vote.
They're not depending heavily on that. I would say that it's certainly a part of that, but the amount of votes that you're going to lose from independents and conservative Democrats, or even worse, taking away progressive. I mean, look at Janet Protasiewicz. The way that she helped win Wisconsin was college campuses and Dane County, Milwaukee County coming in, a lot of those progressive votes. You take that away, and it just opens the door for Trump to come back in. We'll take more of your calls on the other side. Text as well. Don't go anywhere. A lot more in hour number two, 844-967-2789. Back after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting,
a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. The U.S. Army confirms five service members have died in a helicopter refueling mission in the Mediterranean.
The Pentagon says the accident occurred during routine training on Friday and